My name is Sophia Moretti. I'm 14 years old. Today is April 7th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Carolina, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in San Carlos, California. How was growing up in South America different from how I am growing up?
The biggest difference is I grew up in Montevideo, the capital of Uruguay, which is a big cosmopolitan city. So I grew up at your age taking the bus as a means of transportation or walking all around the city, as opposed to the way we live here on the peninsula where you drive to most places. So, with that, you had to learn how to be very city safe and aware of those around you and the traffic. Those were the biggest differences.
Did you like growing up in South America?
I did. I didn't know any different, but I loved that I had all of my direct family and my extended family in the same city. So my aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents, everyone lived close by, so we could see them all. Where here in the United States, a lot of people are, it's such a big country that people are more separated.
How does your Latin background influence our family?
You all know Spanish, and I speak to you in Spanish, and you've studied Spanish, so that's a big influence on our family, is that you and your siblings are bilingual. You've also spent time in Uruguay and understand a different way of life. Another influence is the fact that I had to learn to live in a new country and with a new culture and learn to assimilate in a different way of life. So I have a very open mind, and I feel like I have taught all of you, you and your siblings, to be very accepting of people from other countries or other cultures or other beliefs as well.
How do you think Uruguayan culture is present in our family's life?
The biggest ways is the fact that you all speak Spanish, that you listen to and appreciate Spanish Latin music. You love Uruguayan food because I cook Uruguayan food a lot. Your grandparents speak to you in Spanish, your aunts and uncles. So I feel like part of our Uruguayan culture is in our family.
What are some lessons that you have taught me that your parents taught you when you were a kid?
I've taught you to be very respectful of adults and other people in general. Have very good manners, always say please and thank you. I've taught you to be aware of and appreciative of other cultures and other customs and other people's beliefs, and to be a good person and a good friend and a good family member. Those are things I learned from my parents.
What do you think are some of the most important lessons that you have taught me?
The most important lessons that I've taught you are the things that are the most important to me, which I think I experienced trying to learn a new language when I moved to the United States and a new culture, which is be very accepting of people from other cultures and other beliefs, be very excited about differences and celebrate people's differences instead of being threatened or afraid of differences, and love people for who they are and always be a good person and believe the best in people.
What were some of the hardest parts about moving to a new country?
Some of the hardest parts were trying to learn the language. I spoke English, but I went to a British private school in Uruguay. So when I moved to the United States, I had to learn American slang in high school. And that was really hard. So learning the language and trying to be accepted by kids was hard when I was very different from them. So that was hard, but it was also really fun.
And what were some of the best parts about learning to live in a new country?
Probably the best parts were the fact that I speak two languages. And that because I had to learn to live in a new country and make new friends, I'm very open to new situations. I deal with change very well. I meet new people really easily. And those are all things that have helped me in my personal life and in my career.
Okay, thank you.